Good morning.
This is a pretty overwhelming time for a lot of people, and it may be hard to think as clearly as you possibly can. What is the first step a person should take if they need to apply for a grant or a low-interest loan?
First thing they need to do is they need to call the FEMA registration line. That number is 1-800-621-FEMA or 1-800-621-3362. That's absolutely the first step that a person needs to take in order to qualify for federal grant assistance.
So it's not necessary to show up at your local relief center. All you have to do is make a phone call.
Absolutely. They don't physically need to go anywhere. They can really start that process either at their home or at their library. You can also go online to FEMA.gov and start the application process that way. If a person has further questions or if they do really want to talk to somebody, they can go to our disaster recovery centers, but it's not necessary to start the process.
I'm sure it's really helpful if things can move along as efficiently as possible. Are there any kind of mistakes that people make that may slow it down?
Well, one of the things that that we are seeing is that some people have already notified, for example, their local officials or the American Red Cross about their damages, and they might think that by doing that, they're essentially registering with FEMA, and that's not the case. Even if you reported your damages to your local officials or to a nonprofit organization, you still have to call that 1-800 number in order to be eligible for FEMA assistance. That's very important. The other thing is that people might not be repairing their homes or cleaning up. They might be waiting for a FEMA inspector. They don't necessarily need to do that. The FEMA inspector will to look at the damage that's visible, but they'll also listen to a person talk about what damage they've already been recovering from, if you will. So we want to encourage people to really start that process of cleaning up, repairing, rebuilding.
Now that's interesting, because it would seem to be human nature that if you are applying for aid, you wouldn't want to cover up or repair any evidence that your home has been damaged.
Right. When an inspector comes to your home and talks to you about what damage you've already sustained, he'll take that information down. We do encourage people to have their receipts and any kind of pieces of paper, if you will, talking about what repairs they've already made. That's very helpful, but that won't necessarily disqualify a person from receiving federal assistance.
How long does it take to get a check?
It really depends. Of course, the first step is to call that 1-800 number. After that, we'll schedule a FEMA inspector to come to your home, and that might take about 7 to 10 days. Once the FEMA inspector takes a look at your damage, inputs that into the process, then that will be placed through to essentially a processing center to determine how much aid is available. And if a person has direct deposit, that might be deposited into their bank account in a very, very quick time frame.
And once again, that first step is to call the 800 number.
Yes, 1-800-621-FEMA.
Hannah, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.